بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابي هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم حضرت ابو هريره رضي الله تعالى عنه نريد النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل ثلاثه لا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامه. There are three categories, three types of people whom Allah Ta'ala will not speak to even on the day of Qiyamah. This is the similar hadith have come with regard to different three types of people. And the ulama, with their comprehensive eye on all the hadith, have gathered them also at one place that who these people are that will be receiving this terrible punishment. That Allah Ta'ala will not speak to them, that it has been referred to as a punishment year. And this normally we will understand, we will take that it is not really a punishment. Tum roote hum choote. If you don't want to speak to me, you go your way, I go my way. That is how one person can take it. But that it has been mentioned as a punishment, this shows our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, this shows that the enjoyment in the speech of Allah Ta'ala is such a great enjoyment that those who will be deprived of it will realize that they've got a terrible punishment. In this world also we know there are many people who have got very sweet voices. People who read Qiraat, Quran Sharif, what beautiful voices Allah has blessed them, and to be deprived and not to be allowed to listen to them. This is a punishment of its own. So this will be for these three categories. And also the beauty and eloquence of the hadith, that first it has described as punishment, and then a person now himself wonders that who are those three people, that I must not be amongst them, that I received that punishment. So the first one will be that Allah Ta'ala will not even speak to them. And according to some ulama, that Allah won't speak to them in kindness. Like if somebody has to speak to you, and always he used to speak with a smile on his face, speak very sweetly, but now that person speaks in a very harsh and abrupt way, then also how a person feels it. A person who is close, your own child, your wife, and always she speaks nice and sweetly to you, but now suddenly she's being very rude and abrupt, and the children, how it hurts a person. So it might be that way that Allah will speak to them, but Allah will be very, very hard on them. May Allah save us from all this. وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ. And Allah Ta'ala will not purify them. Their sins won't be forgiven. Every person besides the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, they are pure of sin completely. But everyone else, and one great favor of Allah, that He will forgive the sins, He will purify a person from his sins on the day of Qiyamah. But a person who is not forgiven, which means he will have to stand trial now, and he will have to perhaps face punishment also in the fire of Jahannam, how terrible won't that be? So all this is making us think more that how terrible these sins are and what they are. وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ. And Allah Ta'ala will not even look at them. That is either that Allah will not look at all, and that also, like sometimes we wish, I hope this person looks at me, makes me salam. And if he ignores me, we feel offended. There are fights in families that take place, that the person didn't even look at me, he did not even make me salam. When Allah will not look at a person, what will be the condition of that person? Or that Allah will not look with kindness towards that person. One is somebody, you are invited somewhere, and the people, they receive you, look at you with great respect and honor and with love, how nice you feel. And one is, if the police come and arrest you, they also look at you, but how they look at you, and how hard and difficult you feel with regard to that. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And for such people, there will be a painful punishment. And that painful punishment, we cannot imagine the details that have come, what terrible punishment there will be for those people. So who are these people? Well, there are four types of punishment for three types of people. May Allah save us. And this is also the great favor of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in advance he has informed us who those people are, so that not just to know who they are, but that we save ourselves, that we are not amongst them. The first one is Shaykhun Zani, an old man who commits zina, adultery. Adultery is totally haram for every person, whether he's a young person, for everyone. As soon as we became of age and we became baligh, we are responsible for all our gunas. And zina has been referred to in the Quran as a very, very terrible guna. But when a person has become old and now he still commits this guna, a young person, he has that lust which he cannot control, an uncontrollable lust or something. It's not permitted. It's also a guna. It's a major guna. It's a terrible guna. But when a person has become old and is no more, he hasn't got that lust in him and he still commits it. In other words, there was no need for him to commit it. So Allah Ta'ala will this terrible punishment for those people. At the same time, we must remember that Allah's doors of forgiveness are wide open. Any person that has perhaps involved himself in this, he should make sincere tawbah to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And zina is also of different categories, adultery. Whether it is just thinking about it, whether it is looking at other women, whether it is talking, whether it is touching, whatever it is, all of it is totally haram, and a person should make sincere tawbah. And Allah Ta'ala is so merciful that when a person does make sincere tawbah, Allah Ta'ala forgives that person. The second one, وَمَلِكٌ كَذَّابٌ, a king, a ruler, and he is a liar. And yeah, كَذَّاب, that means he lies a lot. Always he's lying. In other words, a person who is desperate, he may want to lie to get out of his situation. But a king who, so to say, has got all authority, for what, he has got no need to lie whatsoever. A ruler, a big person, a senior person, he has got no need to lie. And he is still lying, then this is also a very big sin, and for which this terrible punishment is mentioned. Even for any person to lie, and in lying also we must be very careful. If we pay little attention, we will be surprised that in our ordinary speech at home with the family, with friends, without realizing, there are so many lies that we bring in. Even just joking with one another, how many times we speak lies also. And all these are major sins, and we don't think of them as sins, so we don't make tawbah also. So a person must understand that this exaggeration is also lying. And also, we just hear news about something, about somebody, and we talk about it, we did not verify whether it's true or not, and we just speak about it, that is also a lie. And so we have to be very careful of this aspect also. وَعَائِنٌ مُسْتَكْبِرٌ, and a poor person who is proud. Normally, a rich person is proud. And it is not justified. Pride is only for Allah. It is haram for any person. But a rich person, you can say, well, he's rich, that's why he's got this pride in him. But a poor person, a person who is a beggar, and today we find beggars, if you give them a small amount, they will throw it down in front of you. They will return it to you. In other words, they don't want to accept. That is also a sign of pride. And there is much more detail also in that. So for a poor person to have pride, in other words, these three sins, which are sins in themselves and terrible and great sins, but they become even worse and much more greater when those people who are the least expected to commit them, and they commit them. May Allah protect us from all types of sin, give us the tawfiq to make sincere tawbah, and keep our records clean, clean them up completely before the time comes when we have to return to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.